adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, vámonos.
The Cisco Kid.
When you make out that shopping list this week, don't forget these six important words.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
You can have happier, healthier meals when there's plenty of butternut on the table. Those fresh, white, even-looking slices just seem to encourage the appetites and praise from the family, too. And once they pick up a slice, butter it, and take that first tender bite, well, you won't have to be told they want butternut from then on. You can tell from those expressions all around the table and those comments. And say, pack butternut bread sandwiches in those lunch boxes, naturally. You'll see how butternut stays so fresh and tender, so extra long. So good with any sandwich filler. So buy a loaf this week. Buy butternut bread in the blue and white check gingham wrapper, the picture wrapper that shows you it's fresh and fine and flavor rich even before you pick it up. No guess, no squeeze, no doubt.
Cisco Kid in our gripping story, The Fighting Deputies. In the early 1870s, Clifton, Arizona was a slam-bang mining town, with the main business activity centering in the copper smelter. Clifton had a jail blasted from the side of a mountain, and for days on end, the jail would be filled to overflowing. Gunmen and toughs lounged along the main business street, oddly known as Chase Creek, and kicked dirt into the San Francisco River. Men like Big Monk Sibley and his half-brother, wizened, deadly little Willie Casper. As our story opens, the Sibley gang is riding toward Clifton from its ranch stronghold a mile or so out of town. Midway to town, Monk sees a rancher putting the finishing touches to a big new barn. He gives an order, and the riders turn their horses toward the barn.
Winthrop better have his mind made up by now.
But your offer for this ranch, eh, Monk?
Yeah. Oh, the confounded tooth.
Winthrop's a pretty stubborn hombre.
Well, stubborn and no, I aim to have this ranch. There's copper here, Willie. I'm certain of it. There's a fortune in copper.
Hey, look, Monk.
What?
Look at the big sign he's got up. Dance tonight. Barn christening. Everybody welcome. What do you know? Me, I'm kind of spoiling to go to a dance.
Oh, well.
Oh!
You! Winthrop, what's your answer?
You got a nerve, Sibley, to think I'd even consider $3,000 for this ranch.
That means no, huh?
That means no. I'm keeping this ranch.
Maybe you think so.
You better think again, Winthrop. Monk gets what he wants.
I'll tell you what. Me and the boys are coming to this here dance of yours tonight. I'll give you till then to decide.
Look, there's nothing to decide. The answer's no.
This bad tooth of mine's been acting up lately. And when it aches like this, I ain't responsible for what I do.
Monk can be mighty bad, Winthrop.
We'll be here tonight. And by the way, Winthrop, I'd sure admire to have the grand march with that girl of yours.
Doris, you in the house?
Yes, Dad, I heard what those coyotes said.
You better saddle up your horse and ride to town.
What for?
Tell the sheriff to be sure and be out here tonight. There's going to be trouble and plenty of it.
And uphold the law in all ways.
And to uphold the law in all ways.
And at all times.
And at all times.
And does it? You're both sworn in.
So now we're the deputy sheriff, Cisco.
See, Pancho? Until the sheriff gets back from Mecca.
Yeah, I sure appreciate you helping me out, boys. Hey, walk over to the hitch rail with me.
See?
Yeah, I ought to be back tomorrow. Just have to pick up a sneak thief, jumped his bail here in Clifton. Marshall picked him up over in Metcalf, wants me to come over and get him.
Yeah. I take it that is one of the trouble spots in this town, Senor Sheriff.
Well, Hovey's Cafe? Sure he is when that Sibley gang's in there. Sounds if they're in there now.
Cisco know how to handle hombres like that, Sheriff.
You reckon I know he can take care of things, Pancho.
Cisco take care of things. I have to take care of Cisco, no?
Yeah. Don't let him catch cold, Pancho. See you later, boys.
Hey, Sheriff. Adios. You know, I'm getting curious about that Sibley gang, Pancho. Everywhere we go, I hear what a tough outfit they are.
They're not the first tough outfits we see, Cisco.
Yeah, but there is always one a little bit tougher than the next.
Uh-oh, we got the company, Cisco.
Whoa, boy, whoa! Is the sheriff here?
He just left, senorita.
He'll ride to Metcalf and be back tomorrow, maybe.
Tomorrow? That doesn't help us any.
Perhaps mi compañero and I can help you. We are the sheriff's deputies.
Senorita, take a look.
Pancho. Senorita is not interested in that.
Look, I'm Doris Winthrop. My father's christening a new barn with the big dance tonight.
See?
We look for some trouble, and we'd like somebody from the sheriff's office out there.
Someone will be there, senorita. From whom do you expect the trouble?
From them.
The Sibley gang?
Yes.
Yeah, they make a lot of noise. Noise like that not hurt nobody, senorita.
Monk Sibley's trying to force my father to sell our ranch to him for practically nothing. That could lead to a situation where my father might get badly hurt.
You are right, it could. Why don't you and I will be there tonight, early?
Oh, thank you.
You know, she's a very pretty senorita.
Si, Poncho, she is indeed.
So, tonight we meet the Sibley gang, no?
We meet them right now, Poncho. Those shots came from the cafe. Come on, and look to your guns.
Watch me get that pewter mug hanging on the wall back of that counter, will he?
Hey! Cut that out, will you, Monk?
Shut up, Hovey, or I'll drill you too.
Well, your tooth must be aching bad now, Monk.
That's right, it is.
Say, I bet you can't get that fly on the ceiling.
Oh, I can't, huh? Will you just watch? Well, now look who's here. A couple of deputies.
Watch your step, Monk. One of them's a Cisco kid.
Monk, you'll be shooting up my place, deputy. Make him quit, will you?
I will take that gun, Sibley.
Pancho, watch the rest of these hombres, Cisco.
Hand me that gun, butt foremost.
Stand back. Stand back or I'll gun you down.
I do not think you will, Sibley. Would not be wise in front of so many witnesses. The gun.
I tell you,
Gracias. Señor Hovey.
Yeah, right here.
Do you want to bring charges against this man?
Well, no, not if he'll pay for the dishes he smashed and behave decent in here.
I am sure he will agree to both your requests, senor. Will you not, Sibley?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll pay.
And you will also behave?
Yeah, blast you.
Bueno. Let us go, Pancho. Here, take your gun, hombre.
Cleaning your guns, eh, Monk? That don't mean you're going to that dance of Winthrop's tonight, does it?
It don't mean anything else.
But the word's around that Cisco kid's gonna be there.
All the more reason for me to be there, too. I'm out after that sidewinder, Willie. Don't think I ain't.
But after the way he took the gun away from you this afternoon, I didn't think you'd want to meet up with him.
Well, what was I gonna do? You was right about all them witnesses.
Oh. Oh, was that why you handed over your gun?
Well, sure. If it hadn't been for that, I'd let him have it. Well, what are you laughing at?
You ain't the first hombre Cisco's taking a gun away from like that. And they didn't hand him over because they was afraid of witnesses either. They handed him over because Cisco ain't got a nerve in his whole body, and they know it.
All right, that's enough of that. Now you shut up.
Sure, man.
Now I'll do the talking. If Cisco's at that dance tonight, we'll shoot out the lights. Then we'll rush him and get him for keeps.
And after that?
We'll grab Ed Winthrop and bring him out here. And before morning, he'll sign over that place of his to me. Oh, his blasted tooth.
Pancho, I think it's a good idea to check our guns, Cisco.
We had to set the example, Pancho. If we had not checked our guns, some of these other hombres would not have checked theirs.
But if the Shibboleth gang comes...
Quieto, Pancho, quieto. Señor Winthrop is going to talk.
Evening, folks and neighbors. You all know me. I ain't much of a talker. But I do want to say this much. I'm glad to see such a fine turnout, and I hope every last one of you has the time of your life. We'll get the dancing started right away. Professor, tickle them keys.
Both for coming out here.
Yeah, the pleasure is ours, senorita. We seldom have a chance to go to a fine dance like this.
Oh, excuse Pancho, please. And Pancho see a fine fat senorita across the barn. And Pancho go ask
over it. Oh, he's funny.
But the best friend anyone ever had.
Oh, I imagine so. I understand you're the Cisco Kid. I've heard about you and all the things you've done.
We're keeping our guns, Winthrop. And you, Willie, you keep an eye on this officer.
Excuse me, senorita.
Oh, be careful, Cisco. You're not armed.
Check those guns at once, hombre.
This time I'll take over, Cisco. Go for the lights, boys.
You coyote, so there is your game.
Lovers! Let's get him!
Amigos, let us have no stamping in here. Santos, I cannot get to this mob of people.
I got my hands on the buzzard. Here,
you have the wrong man, hombre. Pancho, can you get to the door and block the entrance?
Come on, monk. We got Winthrop, but
just
never mind him. Come on.
Let go. Get your hands off of your blasted.
Senores, amigos, stand where you are until we get a light going.
Pancho, light the match, Cisco. He's a couple of candles over here. And Pancho, light them.
Oh, Cisco, that gang got dead. They took him with them.
I'm afraid so, senorita. But the moon is bright tonight. Pancho and I will go after them at once. The ranch house is ahead of us, Pancho. Who there? Who?
Who? Who? Who? Who? Who? Who?
Follow me and make no noise.
See? It's nice in the ranch house, Cisco.
Shh. Be careful, amigo. We may have men on guard out here. We do not want them to hear us.
Go to the window, Cisco.
See, I want to find out where they are keeping Señor Winthrop.
Santos, one of their horses, Cisco.
Only our horses do not answer.
Down, Pancho.
Someone's coming to the door.
Ah, come on back, monk. Don't be so jumpy.
Well, I ain't taking any chances. Reckon that was one of our horses, though.
Come on, Pancho. This door opens into a long corridor. I saw it when Sibley opened the door. I'm going into that corridor and listen to what the bandidos say.
Pancho, go too, Cisco?
You stay here, Chico.
Mm-hmm.
Keep an eye out for any bandidos who might be on guard.
I'll be back, huh?
I'm running out of patience, Winthrop. Either you sign your ranch over to me or I'll kill you.
I'll sign nothing over to you, you demon weasel.
You sign that paper, Winthrop, and quick.
Cisco, guards out here.
Shh, Pancho.
Pancho, hear them.
Santos.
Let me to stumble and fall, Cisco.
Come on, boys.
Pancho, up on your feet, quick.
Cisco, Pancho, me to stumble.
Oh, man. Well, this time I'll get you for keeps, Cisco. Come on, boys, rush him.
And in the narrow corridor, Cisco will need all his fighting ability. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
Your shopping is easier since Butternut Bread introduced that new picture wrapper. There's no more guess, no squeeze, no doubt about the freshest, finest, whitest bread on your grocery shelves. And now listen to this. Butternut's brand new extra delicious wheat bread comes to you in a companion picture of quality wrapper. Butternut's white bread in the blue and white check gingham wrapper, Butternut's wheat in the red and white check gingham wrapper. And both have that true-to-life picture that makes shopping easier. You can see what you buy before you buy and be sure of the finest for your table. And your family will really go for the new Butternut wheat bread, the finest, smoothest wheat bread ever to feel the touch of a butter knife. And wait till you try it for toast. Virtually melts in your mouth, turns to a crisp golden brown, tastes so extra good. So why wait? Try Butternut's new wheat bread right now. You'll like it. You'll love it. Insist on Butternut wheat bread in the red and white check gingham wrapper.
Back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, The Fighting Deputies. Serving as deputy sheriffs in Clifton, Arizona, Cisco and Poncho got immediate action when Monk Sibley and his gang of toughs raided the dance at Ed Winthrop's and carried Ed away to their ranch stronghold. Having tracked the gang by moonlight, Cisco quietly entered the long corridor of the house. Then the impulsive Poncho rushed in to tell Cisco there were guards outside, thus alarming the hoodlums who poured into the corridor. Now...
Poncho, get back out of this corridor.
Not get out, Cisco. Guards coming to the door.
Rush them, boys. Beat them to the floor.
I got Cisco, Monk, round the knees.
Get him, boys. Here, get him.
There are too many of you coyotes.
Grab the other one. All right, now take their guns. Now lift Cisco to his feet. Trying to sneak up on us. Hey, Cisco. Well, maybe this will learn ya.
Coyote, you hit Cisco when they hold his arms, no?
Don't worry, Poncho. I will not forget that blow, you yellow skunk, Sibley.
Hey, look out.
Hang on, little boys. He's breaking loose.
I have broken loose, somebody. Here's that punch of yours back with interest. And now for you. And you. And you. Out the door, Poncho, quick.
See, Cisco. Have the Poncho kick this one into pantalones.
You buzzer.
This way, Poncho, to the stable. There's no time to get our horses.
Gun the sidewinders down, boy.
Bullet kiss Poncho's ear, then.
No, down on the stable floor, Poncho.
See?
Best chance of our getting hit by a bullet this way.
Cisco.
Well?
Poncho, they only told you about the guard, so...
So you came plunging into that corridor and fell flat on your face.
You scold Poncho, Cisco.
Oh, you deserve to be scolded. Enough of that for now. The question is how to get out of here and capture those bandidos.
All right, spread out, boys, and don't take no chances. That Cisco kid may have a derringer tucked away in his shirt. Now, here comes Monk. We'll see what he wants to do. Cisco really hit you that time, Monk. Your lips are puffed up like balloons.
Well, it was a lucky punch.
Hey, he knocked a tooth out, too. Was it the bad tooth?
No. Now, shut up. I'll run things here. You, Cisco, come out of that stable with your hands up.
Si, bandido. I will be right out.
Why did you not come in and get us, bandido?
We are going to leave this stable soon, Sibley. But not the way you expect.
What's he mean by that, Willie? What you got up his sleeve?
Why don't you go on in and ask him, Monk?
We wait for you to come in, bandido. What's the matter?
Draw your guns, boys. We'll show them mavericks what's what in mighty short order. All right. Drill that stable.
Try again, Sibley.
Where's bad shot? Bad shot that thing to even hit the stable.
Let him have it again, boys. And keep it up till you get the both of them.
Poncho, the next time they fire, let them think you are badly hit.
But, Cisco...
I want them to come into this stable. Then we will have a chance to get our hands on some guns.
See, Cisco, Poncho make the big groan.
Oh!
Did you hear that, Monk?
Yeah, I hear it. Hold your fire, boys! You, Cisco! You had enough of our bullets in there?
Do not make a sound, Poncho.
Poncho not can fall down again. Poncho down now.
Shh! Cisco!
Well, reckon we got them both, Monk.
What do you say? Going in after him?
Well, maybe I'll tell you. Give him one more volley, boys, just to make sure.
Down flat, Pancho.
That's flat as Pancho can get you.
Cisco!
Well, go on in there, Monk. You got them both. Stands to reason you did, or they'd be talking back at you.
Hey, you're mighty anxious for me to get killed, ain't you, Willie, so you can take over.
You got it all wrong, Monk. I just figure you for a big windbag that scared us, Cisco, and I get a laugh out of prodding you to go get him.
Well, one of these days you'll laugh out of the other side of your face, shrimp. I don't want to hear any more of that.
Well, let's get over by the stable door, Pancho. I do not think they will shoot anymore.
Pancho, you think those bandidos just about ready to come in here?
So do I, Chico. And when they do, let us grab a couple of those 44s.
Keep that stable well covered, boys. All right, come on, Willie. We'll both go in there.
Well, you got more nerve than I thought you had, Monk.
Here come the bandidos, Cisco.
When I give the word, Pancho, go for the one on your side of the stable.
And Pancho, kick somebody in the pantalones again.
Never mind that. Get one of those guns.
Maybe them two's just playing possum in there. Have your guns ready.
I'm ready for them.
Make no mistakes, Pancho. They will shoot to kill.
Well, what do you think, Willie?
I think we better get in there and find out what's what.
Well, then come on.
I'm with you.
Now, Pancho!
Hey! My thunder!
Pancho, grab this gun and lift me somebody up!
Hey, they tricked us!
I reckon I know that.
You all right, Sibley? We were playing possum, and you were taken in by it? Now, I'll take those guns.
I ain't standing here. Let go!
Cisco, there is a bandido. Get away! He got one gun, Pancho got the other.
You stay here, Pancho. Put the handcuffs on Sibley.
Sibley, where'd you go?
After the little bandido.
But the other bandidos are there, Cisco, and they get you.
They are cowards, Pancho. I believe a shot or two over their heads will send them running for cover.
Run, you buzzers, run!
Look out, Cisco! Little bandido, stop on the side of the
house! I'm watching him, Pancho. Drop that gun, bandido.
No, you don't, Cisco. Maybe you can buffalo Monk. He don't even dare go to a dentist. But you can't buffalo me.
I said drop that gun.
I'm coming to shooting, Cisco.
Have it your way, bandido.
Shoot the gun out of my hand, will you? I'll show you, you coyote, Cisco.
Stay where you are. Get those hands in the air.
Bueno, Cisco. You get it, little bandido. And look, it's the sheriff and the señorita.
Oh, boy.
Oh, who are you?
Pancho, put handcuffs on this little bandido.
Yes, Cisco.
Señorita, what are you doing out here?
I'll explain later, Cisco. Is my father all right?
As far as I know, señorita, he's in the ranch house.
I'll go see.
You go with her, Pancho, just in case one of those bandidos might be in the house.
Yes, Cisco. Wait for Pancho, señorita.
You got back ahead of time, señor sheriff.
Yeah, I did, Cisco. Met the marshal halfway to Metcalf. Marshal decided to bring the prisoner over here himself. Hey, got Willie, I see, but where's Monk?
In the stable. This way, Sheriff. In the morning, we can start rounding up the rest of the gang.
Yeah, if they're still in the county, which I doubt.
Well, here's the head bandito. Get up, Sibley.
Oh, easy, Cisco. No more fighting. You knocked out another tooth with that last punch. It's all right, though, because it was a 1 at 8.
Always glad to oblige, bandito. Here you are, Senor Sheriff. Take over.
Mighty good job, Cisco. Mighty good. Hey, you and Pancho are a couple of fighting deputies. And speaking of jobs, if you two'd like steady ones as deputies, you sure can have them.
Well, Cisco, you sure did a good job of cleaning out that bunch of buzzards.
Oh, yes, Cisco. I don't know how Father and I can ever thank you.
Pancho and I do not want your thanks, Senorita Doris. We are glad we could be of help.
Pancho thinks Cisco had the easier time if Pancho and I get in the way.
Oh, that is all right, Chico. It is over. Now forget it.
Yeah, Pancho, forget it. But Pancho, hope he not do a thing like that again.
Oh, don't feel badly, Pancho. At least you were trying to help.
See, Pancho tried to help, but Pancho, the clumsy old Pancho.
All right, Pancho. That is enough.
Well,
I'm glad, Senor Ed, that you were not hurt.
I wasn't hurt a bit, Cisco, but I sure was mad.
Oh, yes, Dad was fit to be tied.
Fit to be tied? That's what made me so mad. There I was, tied hand and foot, so I couldn't get into the fighting.
Yeah, it is just as well, Senor Ed. For a while, a lot of bullets were flying around, and you might have been hit.
I'd have taken my chances with those bullets, Cisco. I should have been there helping you and Pancho.
Do you like to help Pancho now, Senor Ed?
Why, sure, Pancho. What do you want me to do?
Pancho wants you to show Pancho your new barn and tell Pancho where you're going to keep the cows.
Well, glad to, Pancho. Cisco and Doris will excuse us. Come on.
I was hoping that might happen, Cisco.
What, senorita?
Oh, nothing. Tell me, Cisco, is it true that you and Pancho are going to stay here in Clifton and be the sheriff's deputies?
Oh, I'm afraid not. Pancho and I never stay in any one place for long. There's too much to see in this great West.
Oh. Don't you ever intend to settle down?
Who knows? Perhaps sometime.
Well, when you do, will you settle down in this town?
We might.
I'm going to remember that, Cisco. And just to make sure you remember it.
See?
Oh, Cisco.
Oh, senorita.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Yeah, the good thing all those bandidos in the jail.
We finally rounded up the rest of the gang, amigo.
And that little bandido, Willie Casper, he not like Monk Sibley very well, Cisco.
Well, they were half-brothers, and all his life, Willie Casper had to play second fiddle to Monk.
He not like that.
No, he did not. Especially since he had more courage than Monk had. He got very, very tired of Monk.
Si. Just like the soldados, Cisco.
The soldados?
Si.
What soldados, Pancho? What are you talking about?
All soldados, Cisco. They get very tired on April the 1st.
All soldados get tired on April 1st?
Si. More tired than any other time.
But why should soldados get more tired on April 1st than any other time?
It's easy, Cisco.
All right, then tell me. Why should they?
Because they just had the march of 31 days.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Say, boys and girls, when Mother sends you to the store, how do you tell a good bunch of bananas? You look at them, don't you? And that's how to tell a good bread, too, by looking at it. Yes, just look at any blue and white check gingham butternut wrapper. And you can see that it's the freshest, finest loaf of bread in town. How? Because there's a picture of Butternut's fresh, fine slices right on that wrapper. An actual, true-to-life picture. You see, there's no guess, no squeeze, no doubt when you buy Butternut. You can see, you can be sure that you're buying the bread Mom is going to like. You'll like it, too, for those noontime sandwiches, or toast at breakfast, or fresh from the wrapper at dinner. Butternut is always fresh, rich, and tender. So, boys and girls, next time Mom sends you to the store to buy bread, don't guess, squeeze, or doubt. Just reach out and pick up that loaf in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.